Thank you and good morning. On Monday night at about 9 o'clock, a man wearing a blue hoodie and a bandana across his face and with an unidentified object in his hand, also wrapped in a bandana, robbed the 76 gas station at Central and Reeser in McKinleyville. The suspect fled the scene and eluded pursuit. Arcata police report that at just before 6 o'clock last night, a man wearing a blue hoodie and with what appeared to be a handgun wrapped in a bandana walked into the 76 gas station on Alliance Road in Arcata and demanded money. The clerk turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled. He was then seen getting into a brown Dodge pickup truck that had a white appliance in the bed. Arcata police have released surveillance photos taken from video from a nearby business that show the truck suspected of being used in the robbery. The suspect was wearing blue denim shorts and is described as an adult white or Hispanic male, and he remains at large. The City Council of Crescent City is currently searching for a new permanent city manager, and in the meantime, they have appointed an interim to fill in until the full-time hire is made. Former city manager and local administrator Michael Young, who has more than 40 years of public service on his record, will serve as the interim city manager. The Crescent City Council terminated the contract with former manager David Vandermark in April after he had served less than 1 year on the job. In Garberville, the sheriff's office has released its latest most wanted poster that features six men wanted for a variety of crimes. They include Matthew Kaiser, wanted for sex crimes out of Minnesota. He's believed to be hiding in southern Humboldt. Robert Allen Lewis for domestic violence and child abuse. And Lucas Nagel for false imprisonment. Anyone with information about the six men is asked to contact authorities. Jordan Christmas has news from Laytonville.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is searching for four Hispanic men who committed burglary at a property off of North Highway 101 in Laytonville on Monday morning. The suspect stole 20 pounds of processed marijuana from a shed on the property, and the property owner followed the suspects from a distance and noticed that one of them was carrying an assault rifle. Mendocino deputies arrived on scene, and despite an extensive search of the surrounding area, the suspects could not be located, and they remain at large. Law enforcement also couldn't locate any evidence that led to the suspect's identity.
Thank you, Jordan. In Sacramento, the state Senate has approved two bills that, if passed into law, would affect school children across the state. The first, Senate Bill 328, would require that the school day start at a later time each morning, and it would mandate that the school day begin no earlier than 8:30 each day. Citing research that shows that later school start times lead to better test scores and fewer tired students, middle age and high schools would kick off the day at the later time. A second bill, Senate Bill 135, would mandate that media literacy courses become part of the curriculum in an effort to teach middle and high school students the difference between online advertising and real news. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's a rather innocuous piece of paper, a report written in dry bureaucratese that lays out the bare minimum of fact related to a traffic collision. We receive them regularly at the news desk, and we use them to write short news reports regarding traffic collisions around the county. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May said on Talk Shop, however, that those CHP accident reports, an official public record, are very important to the people who are involved in a traffic collision. May said the goal of the CHP is public service, and although it may be a small one, an accurate report is important to that effort.
We're a service-oriented organization, so every contact we make, every phone call answered, is an opportunity to show the public that we're here for them. And so it's something as small as correcting an accident report for someone might not seem like a big deal, but you know, people usually only get in one or two traffic collisions in their life, and this is a big deal for them.
Anyone who has been involved in a traffic collision knows the administrative headache that follows. There's a lot of paperwork involved, and May said it's their job to assist.
You know, this is a big pain in their butt. They got to figure out the insurance process. And we do it every day, so to us it seems, hey, it's just another crash. Okay, let's get through it. But we got to remind ourselves that, okay, we're here to help these people through this time. And even though nobody maybe was hurt or injured out of this, it's still a big deal for them to have to get through.
You can listen to CHP Officer Sime A Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.